مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله ويا مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله We love ourselves الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله In this program, we talk about charismatic personalities in the history of Islam. Last episode, we talked about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Thabit, radiyallahu ta'ala an. And inshallah, in this episode, we'll talk about further. Before we talk about our main topic, let's make few good intentions. Because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And remember, if you do not make any intention before performing any good deed, then you are not rewarded. Because إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ That actions are based upon your intentions. So I make an intention, inshallah, I'll deliver this silsila, present this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you all make an intention that you will be with me from start till end in order to seek the knowledge of Deen Islam. You will remember what you learn. You will act upon and you will pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to keep pen and paper with you or a copy or a notebook so you can note down the important bits what you learn. Inshallah, it will help you to remember. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, to gain the blessings of salawat and salutations, I would like to mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, when you recite once salawat upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon you. Subhanallah. So recite durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam as much as you can. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in the book Tadhkiratul Awliya, Sayyidina Dawud Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, I stayed in the company of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh for 20 years. Whether he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was alone or in public, I never saw him bareheaded, nor did I see him ever resting his feet. Allahu Akbar. I asked him once, why do you not rest your feet while you are alone? He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, I show respect to the people being in the public and show no respect to Allah azza wa jal while I'm in seclusion, while I'm alone. It is beyond my power. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These people were sincere. Subhanallah. Look at the level of ikhlas. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it is stated in the book Al Khairat wa Hisan, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi never laid down stretching out his feet towards the home of his respected teacher Sayyidina Imam Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, even though there were about 70 streets between his residence and the home of his respected teacher. This was the level of respect he showed to his teacher. Definitely, without respect, one cannot go to that level where this charismatic personality in the history of Islam reached. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the ulama, the scholars, they have mentioned a beautiful point that the one who want to attain the climax, peak of any subject, any field, any area, any vox or field of his life, he has to respect two things. One, his books, and one, his teacher. One, the tools he is using, and the guide who has taught him, who has coached him. That is very important for a person to have command in his field. If he is not respecting his tools, he cannot become a good mechanic. If a person is studying, if he doesn't respect his books and he does not respect his teacher, he can never ever gain the level where one can go while doing respect to his books and to his teacher. And that is what we learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah. And we also heard that the reverence he showed while he was alone in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What is our state? My dear Islamic brothers, these were salihin, these were buzurgan-e-deen, these were the pious friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever their apparent life is, they were better when they were not appear, when they were in seclusion, when they were alone. Their lifestyle was more beautiful because they used to respect Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They used to show reverence. They used to have haya in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How can, is it possible that we show respect when we are amongst people to them, whereas when we are alone, we do not have no reverence because Allah is watching us at all times. This is what we learn, that when we are alone, we should avoid sinning. When we are alone, we should not miss our salah. When we are alone, we should not commit sins, because Allah is watching us. And when a person comes to this level, when his internal life becomes more beautiful than the apparent life, that is what he starts getting steps up and up in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We need to be more pious when we are alone than we are in dunya, when we are appear, when our life is appear in front of people. And this is the message what we have learned from the sincerity of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful waqia from the life of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh went to a debtor to collect his debt. By religion, he was a fire worshipper. Somehow, the blessed shoes of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, they got polluted with mud. Like there was a mud that got stuck with the blessed shoes of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh approached near the fire worshipper's home in order to remove the mud. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh shook out the blessed shoe, the mud flying struck to the wall of the fire worshipper. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh became anxious. What to do? If he wipes off the mud, it would also scrape the earth off the wall, and the wall is defaced if he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh does not clean it. In this state, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh knocked at the door. Fire worshipper came out, and after having seen Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he began to make excuses regarding repaying the debt. Instead of demanding his money back, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh told him about the mud stuck to the wall, and while making apology, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh humbly asked him, please tell me how to clean your wall. Allahu Ghani, Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, these are personalities. Look at the ijz, look at the humbleness of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Such a great imam of his time. And that person who is the owner of that wall and that house, he has to pay him debt. But yet he is so down to earth that he is worried about the wall. He's forgotten about to collect the debt. He humbly asked him, please tell me how to clean your wall. Seeing such a great fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and profound anxiety of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi regarding the rights of people, fire worshipper was deeply inspired and commented something like this: O Imam of the Muslims, the mud stuck to the wall may be cleared off later. First clean the mud off my heart and convert me to Islam. Allahu Ghani. Therefore, the fire worshipper embraced Islam, seeing the piety of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These were the people, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Such a piety they possessed. The Islamic brothers, there are people, when they are walking on the streets, they are eating paan and they spit out the colorful saliva out of their mouth and pollute people's wall, and they never bother about it. They don't care about it. They do it frequently. Have we forgotten the rights of people? Have we forgotten the huququl ibad? If so, then learn something from the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We claim to be Hanafi. We claim to be the lovers of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then learn from his seerah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful biography of such a great charismatic personality in the history of Islam. And what a great, beautiful lessons he is teaching us. Similarly, those should also learn who put up posters and stickers on the walls and doors of the people's houses and homes, advertising signboards, displays on the rooftops and hanged on the walls. Moreover, putting up stickers inside and outside of the buses, and those making wall chalking on the walls without the permission of the owner. So dear Islamic brothers, we need to be Allah fearing. We need to have the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Without having a consent of the owner, how can we do something with his property? This is what we need to learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The Islamic brothers, rights of people, it's a very sensitive matter. Undoubtedly, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal are valued above all. However, as far as the repentance is concerned, the criterion for the rights of people is stricter than the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, one violates someone's rights in worldly life, and if he does not seek forgiveness just in the world, or the victim does not forgive him either, he will have to give him his virtues on the day of judgment. The person who violated the rights, his deeds will be given to the victim. In case if he goes short of his virtues, he will have to carry the burden of the sins of victim, which will be transferred to his records. For example, if someone threatened somebody by staring at or by any other means, hurt someone's feelings, beaten someone, defaced someone's wall by spitting, wall choking, or by putting up posters, etc., driven off after causing a dent or scratch on someone's motorcycle, motorbike, or a car, or in case of not being able to get away from that spot, violated victim's rights by proving him guilty, using threatening and foul language despite his own fault. In short, if someone violates the rights of people by any means, although he had offered salah, performed hajj, donated money, and carried out many great virtues, his all good deeds will be taken away on the day of judgment by those whom he had caused losses unjustly, or hurt their feelings without shari permission. In case he goes short of good deeds, then the victim's sins will be thrown on his salah offering person's head. Thus, despite performing hajj, observing siyam, and even offering tahajjud salah, he will be dragged into hell. Wal'iyadu billahi ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. Nevertheless, Allah Azza wa Jal, with His grace and mercy alone, will settle the dispute amongst whom He wills. In order to obtain further details, read the booklet Consequences of Cruelty, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, And you can also read it, download it free of cost from www.dawateislami.net. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we learned how worrying is that if we violate the rights of people. And from the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi today, we have learned this, that we have to be very much conscious. We need to ponder that if we have ever violated the rights of people, we need to seek forgiveness. We need to go to them. We need to say sorry to them. And if there is any compensation required, we need to pay that. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyiduna Mis'ar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrated, one day, we along with Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi were going somewhere. The blessed foot of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came on the foot of a boy. He screamed out with pain and spontaneously commented, "Oh dear Imam, are you not afraid of the divine revenge going to take place on the Day of Judgment?" Listening to this, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi trembled with fear and in result fell unconscious. Allahu ghani, Allahu ghani. After some time, when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gained his senses back, I asked him why he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had become so perplexed after listening to the words of that boy. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "No one knows. His words might be a piece of guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal." These are the charismatic personalities, the Islamic brothers. This is their taqwa. This is their fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How sensitive they were. And it was not intentional. By accident, he put his foot on the foot of the boy. But the words of that boy made him trembled with the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and in result Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went unconscious. What is the level of our fear? How many times we fear from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How many sins we commit day and night? Every day, every now and then, do we have fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? We have to also present ourselves in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Me, you and all of us. And the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, are we ready? Have we prepared something for hereafter? I need to think for myself. You all need to think for yourself. And let's learn something from the beautiful seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah. I'm feeling proud to be the follower of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala. Such a great imam in the history of Islam, subhanallah. What a great, beautiful biography he possesses. What a legacy he has left for us. What a footsteps to follow. Islamic brothers will come back with few other beautiful aspects of the life of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That's all for today. But inshallah, I hope what we have learned from these beautiful accounts of the blessed life of our Imam, we will inshallah practice them. Inshallah, we will develop the sensitivity of the rights of the people. We will develop the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our heart. We will develop the respect of elders. We will develop the respect of parents. We will develop the respect of our teachers. We will develop ikhlas. We will develop sincerity in our life. We will develop that we are more good when we are alone, comparatively when we are outside in front of people. This is what we've learned today, and I hope inshallah it gives me the ability that I should also follow what I say, and to all of us, Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We are Muslims. Muslims, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, we love ourselves.